This is the Fantasy Road Show.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the Fantasy Road Show with your boys here. My name is Truck, joined as always by Shane O'Mac, and today we're talking week five, red light, green light, guys we like, guys we don't like, who we're pumping the brakes on, all that fun stuff. But before that, please like the video, subscribe to the channel. The podcast is available on all platforms. Go check us out on social media. Make sure you follow the Substack, thefantasyroadshow.substack.com. Shane, how are you doing, buddy?
Cheerio, it's London week. We have our first London game this week. Oh, blimey, it's an early wake-up call.
All right. Enough with your terrible English accent, Shane. Yes, we have an early game on Sunday. Who's playing?
That's the Jets and Vikings.
Jets and Vikings in London. Yeah. All right. Well, they don't got the Jags in London. They got the Jets and the Vikings. Should be a good game. But, yeah, cheerio, London game. Good on you, because I was not aware of that. So thanks for the reminder. But we do have bye weeks, right? Week five is the beginning of bye weeks. We have the Chargers on bye. We have the Lions, the Titans, the Eagles. A lot of fantasy startable assets in those. So we got to point you guys in the right direction on where to go elsewhere in order to fill your lineup. So Shane, are you ready to get into it?
Yeah, let's go. Right.
Let's talk. Well, week four was pretty crazy. I just want to get your quick thoughts on how week four went for you, and what was your biggest takeaway from the week?
So I think a couple things. One was my preseason love for DeAndre Swift is still alive and pumping. So finally we got the game that we all expected. Not only the rushing, but the receiving was what was incredible.
Yeah, no, it was the breakout game for Swift. You know, it's funny. I was texting calls and I'm like, dude, I think I sent it in Slack. So one of our biggest misses this year so far has been Swift. Like everybody was high on him on the show. We couldn't talk enough about him. And little did we know that the Bears offensive line was going to go through some turmoil. And they put it together this week, man. They really did. So, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, there was none of the, oh, Roschon Johnson's going to start getting more work. That did not materialize. So,
no, it didn't, although he did get the touchdown. Roschon Johnson did get the touchdown at the goal line, so that was nice to see for Roschon. But overall, yes, I agree. My biggest takeaway is Jaden freaking Daniels. The Commanders are an absolute wagon, and Jaden Daniels, is he the best quarterback in fantasy to own right now? You got problems with Mahomes. Jalen Hurts is having issues. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole top end of the quarterback sphere in fantasy football is changing in my eyes. And Jaden Daniels, if he's not one, he's two or three for me. I mean, I could make the argument that he is the number one fantasy quarterback you want to own for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I was just even thinking, is he maybe the best quarterback in general in the NFC? Like him and Jordan Love, maybe? I mean, that's it.
Jaden Daniels, man. A lot of talks on whether Chicago should have drafted Jaden over Caleb, but I'm not willing to talk about that just yet, all right? Yeah. Caleb, you know, he's been progressing and he's playing better, so I'd love to see that. But anyway... Yeah. Week four was craziness. We're on to week five, so let's get into it. Shane, red light quarterback of the week, who you got?
I would say my first guy that is not my cup of tea is Dak Prescott. He's coming off a pretty decent game in New York, but now he's going to be traveling to a standalone night game in Pittsburgh. This defense is better than what they showed against the Colts. I really think, like, I was thinking about this today. I was like, how much of their, like, troubles they had on was they just came in game plan for Anthony Richardson so much. And then, like, the GOAT Joe Flacco comes in and just starts, you know, picking him apart like he did last year too. So
yeah, Footsteps Flacco.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I like to call him. Footsteps Flacco. You know, as soon as I saw that, as soon as Anthony Richardson got hurt, I had to text calls and be like, hey, week four, you know, it may have been a little bit later than you were anticipating, but he got hurt. So that's Coles' MO on Anthony Richardson was that he was going to get hurt. But yeah, as soon as Flacco was coming in the game, I just knew. I'm like, there's no way that the Colts are going to lose this game. I mean, no. They're already winning at that point, which, you know, obviously gives him a leg up. But I knew with Flacco's history with the Steelers, like, just anyway.
Yeah. And then my second guy is, I don't know if this is obvious. We need to start thinking this may be obvious, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Like, I feel like if his last name wasn't Mahomes, like, people would be benching him each week for, like, Baker Mayfield, Justin Fields, Geno Smith. I mean, he's yet to throw for 300 yards. He's only, I think, had one game where he's had more than one passing touchdown. And now, you know, he's down Rashee Rice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and press it.
Shane O'Mac, shocker of the week.
Because, dude, in my opinion, this is considered a shocker to me. Like I understand Mahomes hasn't been playing as good recently, but to say that he's a red light quarterback, I think this is the first time he's ever been a red light quarterback for the show for two seasons. And, you know, people were drafting was QB1, QB2, QB3. You know, he's still considered the best quarterback in the league. So, to me, this is a realization that everybody needs to figure out, like, hey, you need to start looking elsewhere. Like, you're absolutely he's been throwing so many interceptions. And in previous years, those would get called back on penalties and he would get the ball back and it would be a, you know, whatever the penalty was. But yeah, the Saints, man, the Saints are good. And he's taken them on. Saints are giving 10 fantasy points per game. They've only given up one passing touchdown so far and they have six interceptions as a team. So everything is pointing on Mahomes not playing well this week against the Saints without his guy Rashee Rice. So yeah, Mahomes is on the bench this week, guys. That's crazy. That's crazy. So that was my pick as well.
Okay.
And I was planning on putting the shocker. I can't believe you didn't press the shocker for that because a lot of people are going to be blown away by that. Because I mean, obviously if you're in the know and you see all this stuff on Twitter, and, you know, I follow an account, Jason Moore from the Fantasy Footballers. He was highlighting this 2 weeks ago. He's like, hey, you know, he's only scored over 20 points in 17% of the last 17 games. Like, the stats are just not in his favor right now. But it was a new team with Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy. I think it was going to step in the right direction. But now without Hollywood and without Rashee Rice, it's just a recipe for disaster right now for Mahomes.
Yep.
All right, well, let's move on to green light quarterbacks of the week. Shane, who are you pressing the gas on?
So the guy, I started him this week, and I thought I was going to be second-guessing. I started him over Jordan Love, and I would start him this week over Patrick Mahomes, and that's Justin Fields. You know, it is – he's facing a Dallas defense now that is going to be down Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence. They are already thin. They had depth issues on the line. We just saw Justin Fields throw for more than 300 yards. He ran for 55 and two scores, threw for one score. And we just saw, you know, 2 weeks ago, Dallas defense gave up, I think it was 90 yards rushing to Lamar Jackson. Like, I think this is another game where Fields is running. He gets you the 5 to 7 rushing points on the ground. And then probably throws in a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown or two.
Yeah, I love that pick. Fields is playing good right now. And going against the Dallas defense right now, that seems like a juicy matchup. So love that pick. Yep. Mine is my start of the week. It might be an obvious one, but it's Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love is a smash play this week. Get him in your DFS lineups if you can. Taking on the Rams, Jordan Love last week coming off of that injury, 389 yards and 4 touchdowns. Like, the guy just slings it. And the Rams are giving up 19 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. They're bottom 5 against the pass. So great matchup, great performance last week. Jordan Love is start of the week for me.
Yeah, I wanted to see it for one game, and he showed me that there's no limitation. So, yeah, put him back in, pay up. It's a great matchup.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on to running back. Shane, who is your red light running back of the week?
All right, I have two to avoid this week, and the first is James Conner playing at San Francisco. This is a nightmare defense. This is just a nightmare defense for running backs. They're top five in the fewest rushing yards allowed per game. They just held, I know it's the Patriots, but they just held the Patriots to 73 yards rushing. And then, like, when I was looking at them, it's interesting. They are allowing, I think it's 30 or 35 yards per game fewer at home than they are on the road. So this game is in San Francisco, so it's another strike against Connor.
I'm holding out hope. Okay, I'm holding out hope. I love James Conner. He's a my guy. You're right. 49ers are historically a bad team for running backs. However, they are giving up 18 fantasy points per game to running backs. So I'm holding out hope that James Conner can get it done. But you're probably right, and it's probably false hope. So I get that. Who's your second guy?
Second guy real quick is Zach Moss. There's just a couple things I'm a little concerned here. Like, for the first time this year, we saw a pretty much close to even split of touches between him and Chase Brown. And Chase Brown got two touchdowns in that game, including a goal line score. You know, the game's in Cincinnati, which helps, I think. But they're playing the Ravens, who they've allowed the fewest rushing yards in the league per game. And they've yet to allow a running back to have a rush of 10 or more yards on a single carry. So I just think between the matchup, and we may start to be seeing this, to me feels like the Tampa Bay backfill, where week by week we start seeing Bucky Irvin get a little bit more. I wonder if we start to see this with Chase Brown.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good carrying the ball. Like, anytime he touches the ball, he looks pretty good. So, you're very right in that sentiment. So I have Zach Moss on my red light list as well. Just tough, man. He's only averaging 40 yards per game, 47 yards per game. He is a top 20 running back so far, but tough matchup against Baltimore. So yeah. I'd agree with that. And then another guy I don't like this week is Rashad White. We're just talking about Tampa or the Bucs backfield, but Thursday night game at Atlanta. Atlanta is a pretty tough team to run against. I think they're only allowing one rushing touchdown in the year, 14 fantasy points per game. It's just I don't like what I'm seeing from Rashad White, so I'm going to continue sitting him, unfortunately. But, yeah, those are the red light running backs of the week. Let's go over to green light. Shane, who do you like this week? Who are you putting in your lineup?
So I mentioned that it was nice to see. So I am green lighting back on DeAndre Swift. We said, the big performance, he had rushing and receiving. But man, you just got to love a home matchup against the Panthers. Panthers are like, I think, bottom three in rushing yards allowed per game. We just saw them give up three touchdowns to the Bengals running backs last week. So I think this is another good game for him. And then I like surprisingly in a bounce back game, I like Ramondre Stevenson. And there's a definite trend here. Like, when he has been in close games, which that was week one and week two, he was a top 12 running back in both games. So in the games in 3 and 4, where there are double digit deficit losses, he was like running back 80 and running back 34 or something. I think facing a Dolphins offense that's either going to be with Skylar Thompson or Snoop Huntley, I think this is a game where the Patriots should stay close and Stevenson gets to that 20 rushes or more mark.
Boom shakalaka!
That's a boom shakalaka, Shane. Mostly just because DeAndre Swift is my green light. Running back of the week. I also really like Ramondre Stevenson. I have them both written down, but Swift was my main guy I wanted to talk about. Coles and I will be at the game in Chicago. Oh,
really?
The Panthers, yes. Yeah, so I'm stoked to see this matchup. DeAndre Swift, we love what we saw from him last week. 7 for 72 in the air, 93 and a touchdown on the ground. To me, Chicago is kind of responding to all the all the hate online and all the talk about them not being able to run the ball or have a bad offensive line. I think Shane Waldron made it a point to kind of establish the run a little bit more this last week. It was a good matchup against the Rams. It's going to be a good matchup against the Panthers. I think we see a lot of what we saw last week with them trying to establish the run. And, yeah, I can't wait to watch DeAndre Swift in action. It's going to be fun. So, yeah, those are the green light running backs for the week. Let's move over to wide receivers. Shane, who are you pumping the brakes on
for wide receivers this week? Is like, I think this is the free mark you get to check each week. And it's like you just take whoever the wide receiver one is on the team that's going to be facing Patrick Surtain and the Broncos. And so that's Devontae Adams. You know, I think if he plays, it's going to be day to day and everything. So we'll see. But if he is playing, like, the matchup is just awful. Like, Surtain, I mean, this is like a real thing. He held like Pickens to two catches, Mike Evans to two catches. Garrett Wilson had the best day of anyone, and that was like 5 for 40 he went.
Yeah.
If Adams doesn't play, if he's ruled out before Sunday, then it's Deontay Johnson for me. And this is going to be tough for you because he's coming off an amazing last 2 weeks, finishing as a top 10 fantasy wide receiver. But this Bears defense has been, you know, I think they've been top 10 in fewest fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. And they're only allowing, I think it's under 175 yards throwing per game. So they're just playing better on defense. I think this is the rough Andy Dalton Panthers offensive game we finally get.
Yeah, I love that. You know, talking highly about DeAndre Swift, talking poorly about Deontay Johnson. I'm all for that. He was on my red light list as well. Although, you know, he's like the main guy. So he sees so many targets per game. We'll see what happens. I think Jalen Johnson will be able to lock him down. But my main red light target of the week for wide receivers is Drake London. Drake London going against Tampa Bay this week. Tampa Bay's only given up one touchdown through four games to wide receivers. Drake London's only averaging 50 yards per game. So if he doesn't get that touchdown, it's just not really doing much. Tampa Bay's tough, man. They're a tough matchup, only allowing 14 fantasy points per game to the position against the team. So everything's pointing in the direction for Drake London not have a good game on Thursday night against Tampa Bay. So I would be wary about Drake and Deontay as well.
That's crazy to think about. He's not averaging more than 50 yards, and this is a guy that was going like at the 1-2 turn in a lot of drafts.
Yeah, looking back on it, you know, draft analysis this past year wasn't the best, you know, just across the board in the industry. So a lot of scrambling after week one and two in the fantasy world. But anyway, let's talk about some guys we would play instead of Deontay Johnson and Drake London. Shane, who do you like this week for wide receivers?
My main start of the week is Christian Kirk. I think we're seeing a lot of what we saw last year, if you can remember. Like, he had a very slow start for the first two or three games, and then he started coming on. And so we saw the same thing this year. Like, the last two games, he's gotten 10 and 12 targets. He's caught 15 balls over those two games. We saw him get his first touchdown last week. I think this is probably a get-right game for this offense as a whole against a Colts defense that have been in the bottom 10 all year of fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. So I think this is – you're looking at probably a 15-plus PPR game from Kirk.
Yeah, yeah. You could be right about that, you know. The Jags – need to make something happen there, 0-4, so they need a big win this week. I could see it happening for sure. All right, green light wide receivers for myself. Amari Cooper, okay? Now, I get it. We talked a lot about Washington's defense, in last week, and they went out and played a good game against Arizona, held Marvin Harrison to just 45 yards. He did score a touchdown, but still, Washington has given up 10 touchdowns to receivers so far this year. 10 touchdowns to receivers. They're still giving up 32 fantasy points per game. I know they played well last week, but this week, Amari Cooper is such a good wide receiver. He's such a good route runner. I think Amari Cooper gets it done this week. Also, with a little caveat, Michael Pittman, all right? Now, hear me out. If Joe Flacco, if Footsteps Flacco plays, you need to start Michael Pittman. It's just no other analysis around it. Just start Pittman if Flacco is playing, which I hope he is. I really hope Flacco plays another game. I love to see him out there and for the sake of Pittman owners. And then most importantly, I think is a smash play this week is Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed, along with my Jordan Love pick, so they kind of go hand in hand. But Jaden Reed, man, absolute monster game. 7 for 139 and a touchdown last week. You know, the Rams are giving up 7 touchdowns to wide receivers so far through 4 games, over 24 fantasy points per game. I think this is a great matchup for Jordan Love. And coincidentally, Jaden Reed is going to be the main beneficiary of that. So get him in your DFS lineups.
Yeah. Don't forget, if people weren't watching, like Amari Cooper had like a 75-yard touchdown call back on kind of a very ticky-tacky holding call. So that could have been a huge game for him. And yeah, the whole time once Anthony Richardson went out, I kept thinking, okay, I'm going to go out and send out probably 8,000 trade offers for Michael Pittman this week if he's going to be out a while.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy what a quarterback like Flacco is able to do for a wide receiver like Pittman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All right. And then also a little caveat as well, DFS lineups mainly, but Garrett Wilson, I think he's in line for a massive game this week at Minnesota. Minnesota has given up over 220 yards per game to wide receivers. So I think Garrett Wilson has a phenomenal game this week. So get him in your lineups as well.
Yep. He's had a slow start of facing tough cornerbacks.
Yeah, so I think this is his kind of a breakout game for the season, I think, so to speak. So love Garrett Wilson this week. All right, let's move over to tight ends. Tight end position has been fucking crazy.
Oh, hot like, garbage.
Just drafting the early tight ends has just killed everybody.
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the starts for Scott Fishbowl, the Scott Fishbowl draft, when everyone's drafting Kyle Pitts? And wild. Anyway, Shane, who are you pumping the brakes on? Who's your red light tight end of the week?
Well, speak of the devil, it's Kyle Pitts. And folks, it's time to, much like Patrick Mahomes, it's time to bench him.
Oh, God.
He has seen like his route share has dropped every week by a pretty good chunk. And like this past week, he was only at like, I think it was 57%. So, you know, 0 catches on only 3 targets against the Saints. I mean, I don't know if it's like this passing game as a whole is struggling or what, but the guy is averaging like 2 catches for 25 yards this year. If you're not dropping him, you've got to bench him.
Yeah, I think this was the final straw. You know, this was, I was holding out hope for Kyle Pitts, you know, finally getting Kirk Cousins. First 3 weeks were a little rough, but then to go out week 4 and put up a goose egg. And then on top of that, after the game to say stats are for losers, drafting Kyle Pitts is for losers. Okay. Yep. Just terrible, man. And I think this is it for him in fantasy. Like he is just no longer considered a fantasy asset and he's probably going to be on the waiver wire. At a loss for words, man.
Could we see him and Mark Andrews drop this week
before games? I guarantee in some leagues out there,
yeah,
Pitts and Andrews will both be dropped.
Sunday morning, somebody's looking to make a last minute move and is going to drop a Mark Andrews or Pitts or something.
And look, if you have room on your bench, just throw them on the bench. Okay. Mm-hmm. I understand they haven't been playing well, but it's still Pitts and Andrews. I don't think they deserve to be on the waiver wire, but definitely not startable assets right now. If you have a deep bench and you can stash them, that's my recommendation. But it's just, I don't feel great about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Having someone on your bench that you don't plan on playing anytime soon, but you never know, man. Pitts could go out there and get 100 yards and a touchdown in a random game you just didn't see coming, and then everyone's scrambling to pick him up, and that you're playing that whole game over again. But likely to happen? No. Possible? Yes. So, yeah, Shane, my red light tight end of the week is similar to Pitts in the draft capital, but it's Dalton Kincaid. Kincaid just hasn't really panned out the way we wanted him to in Buffalo. He's only scored one touchdown through four games. Khalil Shakir is the main target when everyone thought it was going to be Kincaid. So that's obvious through four games. We've seen it over and over and over. The Texans are a really tough team in defending tight ends. They're only allowing 2 fantasy points per game to opposing tight ends, and they've only given up 49 yards through four games. That's like 12 yards a game per game. So Kincaid is just tough sledding right now. And you should be looking elsewhere. I'll give you a heads up on who to play instead of him. But Shane, who do you like this week for fantasy tight ends?
So I am going back to the well. Last week, I'd recommend picking him up in the waiver wire article that came out. I'm going with Tyler Conklin. I think you got to look at a couple things. Like, one, like, if you weren't watching that game, the Jets and Broncos, it was just a nasty, huge rainstorm of a game all game long. But he's still tied with Garrett Wilson for the team in targets. He still had 4 catches. We just saw the Vikings give up a massive game to Tucker Kraft and 3 or 4 catches to Luke Musgrave. So I think this is a game, probably Conklin will probably be one of my favorite pick up and stream tight ends if that's the game you play.
I love that. I don't know how I missed that. I don't have him on my list, but I absolutely love that. I love Garrett Wilson this week, and the Vikings are a team that they're not very good at defending tight ends. So, they've given up, I think on average, almost 5 receptions per game to tight ends. So, yeah, I love that play. I'll be marking that down for myself in leagues that I have Kincaid. Okay. My green light tight end this week is none other than Mike Gesicki for the Cincinnati Bengals taking on Baltimore. And Gesicki had a bad week last week, but prior to that, he's been very involved in this offense. Baltimore has given up the 2nd most yards to tight ends, over 8 fantasy points per game. And I think Gesicki might find the end zone for the first time of the season. I'm going to call that this week as my random shot of the week is Gesicki scoring a touchdown. So I like Gesicki. I'd be playing him over Kincaid. I would also play Conklin over Kincaid. It's just tough, man. We're only 4 weeks in. This is week 5, and we're considering, dropping Mark Andrews, dropping Kyle Pitts, and not playing Dalton Kincaid. So
it's brutal. Like every year, I've always waited late to do tight ends, and then I just stream them. And this year, every league, I'm like, nope. I'm doing round 5, round 4. I'm getting a guy. It's just been brutal.
Yeah, and we'll see that swing next year. I mean? I think a lot of tight ends are going to drop in drafts, and I think people are just going to feel very scarred from this year and drafting an early tight end. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I'm excited for week 5. A lot of good matchups, and I'm really hoping for a better week because week 4 was terrible for my lineups. I got burned by I got a lot of Breece Hall. I got a lot of Josh Allen. Just absolutely – terrible. Like I had a league where I only scored 60 points. It was probably the worst I've ever done in fantasy in a long time. This was a tough week. So I'm hoping for better things in week 5. And I think we're on the right track, Shane O'Mac.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us here at the Red Light, Green Light episode of week 5. Again, please like the video, subscribe to the channel. You guys are the best. Make sure you check us out on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. live on YouTube and Twitter. We'll be answering all your last minute starts to questions. Come join us. Have some fun on Sunday morning. Got nothing else for you. Hope you have a good week and buckle up, everybody.